remember the person you want to become and the person you have been and where you are now. What are you going to bring from the past? What are you going to take into the future so that you can create a life of alignment, of wellness, of love, of joy, and a life that invites bliss to find you? Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 63 of Blissen Up. So I'm going to take my deep breath and I invite you to join me. And I'm going to set the intention today that this episode reminds you of what matters most in your life and what you could be doing to create a life that sparks bliss. Okay, so let's get started. So have you ever rediscovered something that used to bring you joy or used to serve you well and has somehow disappeared from your life? That is what today's episode is about. It happens quite frequently that you have a habit, a ritual, or a practice, or you do something that nourishes your mind, your body, and your soul, and then you kind of stop doing it. And it's kind of like a phenomenon. Why do we just stop? Who knows, right? So today, I want to share with you a powerful and simple act that you can implement in your life to bring these things back into your rotation and create a life that supports and elevates your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships. So first, I'm going to start with a story. Many years ago when I was a public defender, I remember one day I was in the courthouse and I ran into my husband. My husband is a criminal defense attorney, so we would often run into each other in the courthouse when we were in the same line of work. So on this day, we run into each other and we're walking down the hall and we run into a mutual friend of ours. I'll call him Jack. And Jack was looking fantastic. He was a fellow attorney and he just looked on top of his game, you know, like he looked fit, he looked healthy, happy. And my husband, who was also on his wellness journey, stopped him and he's like, "Jack, man, you look fantastic. What have you been doing?" And Jack proceeds to tell us that he had gotten back into the gym. So he's like, "Man, I've been working out, you know, thank you so much. I've been working out so much." And my husband starts asking him questions like, "Oh, how long have you been working out and what are you doing?" And, you know, they start getting into the nitty gritty. And at some point in the conversation, Jack says, "You know what's so crazy is I worked out for the longest time and then I kind of just stopped. Life got in the way with the wife, the kids, work. You know, just life got so busy and I got distracted. And then I found myself like gaining weight. And for the longest time, I knew I should get back into the gym, but I was dreading it. I kept making up excuses. I kept procrastinating. I kept thinking, okay, Monday I'll do it. But there was just, it was just one of those things that I couldn't get myself to get back to." And then he says, "And then I finally forced myself back into the gym. And when I got there and I started exercising, all I could think about was, why didn't I get back to this sooner? This is awesome. Why did I ever stop doing this thing?" And I think that is the a microcosm of so many things in our lives. I see it in every day. I see it with my clients. I see it in my own life. I'll give you another example. the other day, Orlando and I were talking about food. And for the longest time, he used to make this mean eggplant lasagna, like back in the day. And that eggplant lasagna, it was in our repertoire. Like it was like in the meal rotation. So we would probably eat that eggplant lasagna once a week, once every couple of weeks. Sometimes we'd have people over. We'd make an eggplant lasagna because it, you know, fed a lot of people. But somehow, some way, we kind of stopped making the eggplant lasagna. And it wasn't like we woke up one day and said, we will never eat eggplant lasagna again. It just subtly disappeared. It just kind of drifted away. I don't even know why or how, but it did. And before you know it, it fell out of the rotation. And because it fell out of the rotation, it stopped being top of mind. So when things are out of sight or out of mind, we compartmentalize them and we forget that they even exist, and we move on and replace those things with other things. Now, in our case, we have replaced the eggplant lasagna with other meals that are relatively healthy. We still eat healthy, but oftentimes you will find yourself replacing habits that served you well with habits that don't serve you nearly as well. So you may replace exercise with sitting on the couch and watching Netflix, or being much more sedentary, or you might replace eating healthy with eating out. And when you eat out too much, you start eating poor foods or making worse choices. So sometimes we replace good lifestyle habits or good practices with things that don't serve us that well. I've seen this in every case, even in relationships. So maybe this has happened to you, but if you are married, sometimes even sex falls out of the rotation, right? Because you get busy, life gets busy, you have the kids, and you forget. It's like you forget how great it is for a couple to have intimacy, and you replace it with watching TV, with scrolling on TikTok, with whatever it is that you're doing, being exhausted, with sleep. Sometimes we replace it with sleep because we need to sleep, right? But eventually, when these things fall out of the rotation for too long, it starts to affect our well-being. It affects our relationships, it affects our mindset, and it certainly affects our wellness. So what is the one simple, powerful act that you can do to bring these things back into your life? It's actually really simple, and it is the art of remembering. Now, you might be thinking, Caro, this is like Captain Obvious. Of course, if I remembered, okay, we remember, now what, right? But hear me out on this. When I say remembering, remembering is a conscious act to take you out of autopilot and to make you intentional in creating the life that you want. So what is the definition of remembering? To remember is to be able to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something that one has seen, known, or experienced in the past. The key word is awareness, right? Remembering is an act of awareness. Remembering is about intention, about getting out of autopilot. Remembering is different than knowing, than just knowing something. Let me share with you a distinction. You probably drive to this very similar places every day, right? Like, so have you ever gone in the car and you're driving to work or to pick up your kids at school? You know, you're taking a drive that you've taken 1,000 times, or you're driving home from somewhere. And on that day, you are super distracted in your mind. You're thinking about a million different things. Your mind is very preoccupied, and you get to the place that you set out to get to, you home or work or your kids' school. And when you get there, you realize you have no idea how you got there. Your brain went on autopilot and it just took you there. The reason it took you there was because you knew how to get there. The drive is on autopilot. It's a habit. You've repeated it a million times. You've done it so many times that that repetition creates an ability to not have to be aware of what you're doing. It just does it automatically, right? So that act of going on the autopilot is the act of just knowing how to do this thing. It's what habits are made of. It's the reason that we get up and we do certain things over and over and over again without having to think about it, without having to decide, without needing conscious energy or anything like that. But that's not what we want to do here. What we want to do is remember by reconnecting to your drive, reconnecting to the present moment that you're experiencing, reconnecting to the memories you're creating right now. That is the awareness, right? Maybe you remember things on the drive, right? You remember the podcast you love to listen to. You remember to have a gratitude conversation with your kid. You remember to be present and in the moment during that drive, as opposed to just getting there without even knowing what happened, right? It's bringing you back into consciousness, into today, into awareness. So that is what I mean by remembering. So the thing about remembering is that oftentimes before we do, we don't remember, right? So in the examples that I gave you, it's not until you get to the gym that you remember how good it feels. It's not until you enjoy intimacy with your spouse that you remember how good it feels. It's almost like we disconnect what once was wonderful and great in our lives. We disconnect it from our present reality because for whatever the reason, we have entered into a new comfort zone and we don't want to get out of that new comfort zone. So there's two ways that we can remember. You can remember by engaging in the feelings of how it used to feel, and that requires you to like really sit and connect with that version of you that really supported you. Or you can remember by doing. Either or supports you. If there is a habit or a lifestyle or a ritual or a practice that you once did that served you well, it is time to reconnect with that practice, either emotionally and mentally or physically, so that you can remember why it mattered and why it was so good. So today, I want to invite you to come from a place of remembering. I want you to think back to the times in your life when you have felt the most joy, the most excitement, the most enthusiasm, the fittest, the healthiest, the strongest, the most at peace. I want you to think back to those times and think about the habits that you had at that time, the activities that you did at that time, the people you surrounded yourself with at that time. And I want you to remember what are the things that have fallen out of your repertoire that you get to bring back into your awareness, that you get to bring into your life once again, that you can rediscover, reintroduce. Now, you may want to procrastinate. You may want to avoid it. And this podcast episode is meant to remind you that sometimes you will remember by doing, that you have no choice but to jump in so that you can remember how good it felt. But now that you have this awareness in your mind, when you do something that feels amazing, you are going to remember to remember, if that makes any sense. You're going to put it into your brain and you're going to say, I don't want to forget this version of me. I don't want to forget how I feel, who I am when I do these things. And that's why I want to repeat it. Hey, listener, I'm taking a quick pause because I have to let you know that I have just opened the doors to the Blissen Up Hub.
This is a six-month coaching circle where we are taking a deep dive into the frameworks that I've been teaching for the last 6 years with my one-on-one clients, with different groups, and on this podcast. And I am putting it all in one place for you to integrate into your life. We are going to have weekly coaching, seasonal challenges, and a sacred community to put these principles into practice and integrate in real time. I am so excited. We are kicking off this group on August 4th. The link is in the show notes. And now back to the episode.
Now, there's another beautiful thing about remembering that people don't often talk about, but it's important. You can remember your past, but you can also remember your future. Now that is weird, right? Because you're like, wait a second, how can you remember your future? You remember your future by creating visions, by creating what my coach Susan Ford Collins talks about in The Joy of Success as a hologram. You can create a hologram of a life that you desire, of a dream that you have, of a vision that you want to make a reality. And you can experience it ahead of time. You can experience it even before you have it. So let's say, for example, that you've never exercised and you want to be fit and you want to be strong, but you've never gone into a gym. You've never done weightlifting. You've never gone out for a run, and you want to remember that version of yourself. You can create that version of yourself in your own mind before you become that version of yourself. I'm gonna tell you a little story. I did not grow up exercising or athletic or any of that, right? My mom, that wasn't like her thing, right? Like, she never like put me in sports. She never, you know, my dad either, like neither of my parents ever put me in a sport. They didn't put me to exercise. Like, what I did was ballet and piano and very feminine things, but, you know, that never led me down the athletic track. So I just didn't grow up that way. Plus, my mom was a little bit fearful. So she would have never really encouraged a lot of adventurous things. You know, I wasn't allowed to play by myself outside. I wasn't allowed to go out riding bike. Like, there was just a lot of fear in raising me, at which, you know, because she wanted to protect me and keep me safe. I don't blame her. But the result was that I did not grow up athletic. Okay. I remember this clearly. In 2008, I remember I used to go spinning. I used to take spinning classes. And when I was spinning, I would envision myself crossing the finish line of a marathon, running. I envisioned myself with my kids cheering me on as I ran the marathon. I envisioned myself hiking. I envisioned myself on a bike somewhere, like riding in the actual street. There was all these visions that I had while I would do my little spinning class inside an air-conditioned spinning gym. But my visions were of me out in the wilderness doing all of these things. And I connected to the identity of being an athlete at that time. And it's something that I have always longed for and desired in my adult life. I did not desire this as a kid, but in my adult life, I have longed and desired to feel like more athletic, skiing, riding bike, running, all this kind of stuff. So in 2015, I actually ran a marathon, and I remember when I crossed the finish line of that marathon, I remember my family being in position. My husband was there with my kids. He actually grabbed my son and threw him into the marathon thing, and I could cross the finish line together. And it was one of those experiences that I had envisioned before. Like, when I crossed that finish line, I remembered having done that before, because I had envisioned it so many times when I was spinning, you know, years prior and becoming that identity. So that was an example of me remembering my future. But then this weekend, okay, I was at Hutchinson Island with a bunch of friends and my kids and their friends. They all have apartments in Hutchinson Island. So I went there for the weekend, and one of the fathers is a big paddle boarder. So he has these two paddle boards and he takes them out and he spends all morning paddle boarding and all this kind of stuff. And he was bringing the paddle board in from the ocean. And I was sitting there and I was like, I would love to try the paddle board. And he says, oh, you want to try it? I'll take you out. So he invited me to go out and paddleboard. And I said, yes, immediately. But as I was getting in the water, the first thing that I felt was fear. Like, I'm probably not going to be able to keep my balance. What if this is harder than it looks? What if I fall? What if I don't do it? And deep down inside, the question that I kept asking myself is like, what if I'm not really an athlete? Right? Like, what if I make a fool out of myself because I'm not going to do this well? And I have another thought that comes through my mind, which I'm embarrassed about, but it's like, I'm getting older, you know? So what if like, it's not like my time has passed? And what if like my small window of opportunity to be athletic is gone? But nonetheless, I did it anyway. And I got onto the paddleboard. I did fall multiple times. But I got back on, and at some point, I started making it, right? Like, I was able to stand. I was able to go over the waves. I was able to keep my balance. And the first thing that I felt in that moment was, I remember I am athletic. Now, I'm not athletic like, you know, I'm comparing myself against myself, okay? I'm not comparing myself against surfers. I'm not comparing myself against real athletes. This is Caro's definition of athleticism, okay? This is very mild athleticism, let's be clear. But nonetheless, it was my athleticism. It's mine. So in my definition of success, I felt really great that I could ride that paddleboard. And I remembered crossing the marathon. I remembered all the activities, all of the things that I have done. I remembered skiing down a slope. I remembered all of the times that reinforce in my brain the identity that I am athletic and that I can balance myself on this paddleboard. And I had a blast. It was amazing. And I thought, man, I hope I do this again someday, right? I don't own a paddleboard, so I don't know how much into my rotation that's going to go, but I hope I do it one day again because it was really fun. But that is an example of how we use remembering to cast visions in the future, and then we use remembering to reinforce identities that we had in the past. So for you, one of the ways that I want you to remember is by success filing. Start success filing all of the things that you are currently doing that serve you well, so that you can remember if at any point life gets in the way and you get distracted and you start to drift, you can remember what served you because you can always go back to your success file. So success file to keep track. Make a mental note of how you feel when you do things that serve you and support you. And remember the person you want to become and the person you have been and where you are now. What are you going to bring from the past? What are you going to take into the future so that you can create a life of alignment, of wellness, of love, of joy, and a life that invites bliss to find you? That is what I want most for you in the world. So to wrap this up and bring it back, today I am going to give you some homework. I want you to journal three things. Number one, I want you to tell me something you remember that you want to bring back into your life. Number two, something that has made you feel alive that you want to remember going forward. And number three, I want you to remember a version of yourself that you want to take with you into the future. Those are the three things I want you to remember on this beautiful Sacred Sunday. And if you want to make me really happy, send me a DM and tell me one thing that you are remembering this week, whether it's from your past or from your present or from your future. It'll make me very happy to hear from you, and I look forward to seeing what you are remembering. Until then, I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.